The Guardian.
It's mid-afternoon in Gaza City, and a self-taught mechanic called Issa Hathat is working on a car in his garage. He's had dozens of new customers in recent weeks, all asking him to convert their cars to run on cooking gas. It's not some new wave of environmental awareness. Instead, it's a telling sign of a worsening fuel crisis that's gripping the Gaza Strip. There's a severe shortage of petrol and diesel for cars, trucks and buses. The petrol stations ran out several days ago, and most people are now having to walk to work, school or university. Some drivers are using old vegetable oil as fuel, or for about £150 or $300, mechanics like Hathat will convert your car to run on cooking gas, powered from a canister perched precariously in the boot. But now there's even a shortage of cooking gas. Hathat told me the crisis is overwhelming.
It's affecting all aspects of life. Life is coming to a halt. We're working on converting cars to run on gas, but now even that work's coming to a stop because the gas supplies are running out.
Gaza receives all its fuel supplies from Israel. But Israel has heavily reduced the amount of fuel it is allowing in as part of a broader economic blockade on Gaza, which is now run by Hamas. Israel calls the place a hostile territory. According to the UN, the amount of diesel and petrol delivered in March this year was less than half the amount delivered last year. The UN says it's gravely concerned and will have to halt its food handouts to more than 800,000 Palestinians. It's a complex problem. Israel says it will not allow a humanitarian crisis to develop, but points out that there have been several attacks by Gazan militants on the crossing points in recent weeks. In one incident earlier this month, two Israeli civilians were killed at the fuel crossing. And aid agencies say they're struggling to keep up. Mohammed Al-Susi runs the Palestinian Office of Islamic Relief. His organization is supposed to begin delivery next week of 35,000 food parcels to the poorest families of Gaza. He's not even certain he'll be able to find truck drivers with enough fuel to deliver the food.
The shortage of fuel will affect, you know, hiring trucks and to go through all governorates in Gaza Strip. So we are now thinking to change the places and to make more than one distribution point in each governorate to make it easy to be able to come, which will cost us a lot and a lot.
One evening in the middle of one of Gaza's regular power cuts, I went to see Sami Abdel Shafi, a management consultant and analyst. I asked him how bad he thought the situation in Gaza has become.
I think the situation is getting more and more dire. It's very difficult. The general public is faced with two extremes. On one hand, they are getting more and more poor. At the same time, the price of goods is rising a great deal. And I'm not talking about the worldwide increase in the prices of the main goods that people need, but we have an increase on top of that because of the siege that Israel is imposing on us. It's disastrous. The effects of the siege are cutting more and more into people's lives in every way.
The Guardian.